Dr. Steve Voice has been on the phone here on hold for a couple of minutes. And Steve, right up front, a true confession time here. I kind of got this low-level weirdo buzz about keeping a doctor in the waiting room.
That's terrible.
I don't know exactly.
Turn around the spare place sort of thing?
I don't know where that's coming from necessarily, but thanks for hanging on. We do appreciate that. Dr. Voice is one of the organizers of an annual event, a big deal that happens at the State Street Grill every October. Tell us about it.
Thanks, John. Yes, you're well aware of this. It's the breast cancer fundraiser for, it's a fundraiser for breast cancer awareness. We do a pseudo-celebrity bartending event where folks come, have a great time, enjoy, tip the bartenders, and there's a lot of raffles. We raise money for breast cancer research. It's been going on for many years. It's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Monday, October 23rd, at State Street Grill, and Tommy Hill from State Street Grill has been kind enough to do this for many years.
For many years, yeah.
It's a really nice place. I mean, you can't go wrong at State Street Grill.
It definitely is, and you guys call it Halloween Gets Pinked, the fun, capital F-U-N, fundraiser for breast cancer research. Now, Steve, you're one of the organizers. A couple other folks in on this, too, right?
Sure, absolutely. Amy Kazmierski, Nancy Morrow, Robin Green, and several others are involved in getting this up and going and have been for she's probably close to 8 years now.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I
should
say,
we dress up if we attend?
Absolutely. We encourage that. And actually, what's really cool this year is Tommy Hill put out a prize for the best costume this year. So
good.
The stakes are raised.
That's outstanding. Now, I've been there for the last couple of years. And, Steve, let me just say that you do go above and beyond in terms of your not only your costume research, but your execution has been outstanding year in and year out.
Well, there's a lot of competition out there, John. You know, you always have to show your best foot forward.
Yeah.
And not to pressure people, because if they don't want
to
dress up, that's totally
good. Some people
don't want to.
Absolutely not. This is supposed to be fun and relaxed. You know, breast cancer is a terrible disease. It touches many of us. And we're able to potentially help some with the dollars raised here. But it's also for the support of those that are battling the disease and the survivors thereof. I mean, the acknowledgement of it. And, you know, I love Pete Townsend who talked about music and things like this. Is you're not necessarily going to solve the problem, but it allows us to sort of dance all over it,
right?
And allows everybody to be involved and show their support.
And the American Cancer Society does so much to help people
work
out, and you don't know until you actually are facing it yourself. I was surprised to find, you know, not only do they help folks, you know, pay for treatment if they need to go outside the area, they help pay for you to reimburse you for mileage or gas that it would cost. They also help out with the cost for wigs and so many other things. So the American Cancer Society helps out, and I think sometimes people don't really realize to what extent they go.
Absolutely, and it's touched most of us in our families, and you know, just have to walk down your street and you'll find someone who our family who's been touched by this disease.
Now, and you know, the fundraising aspect of this, I think, as you mentioned, it comes from the tip jars for the celebrity bartenders, and we have there are media people there and also people from the medical community. And the nice thing about that is, if you put a noticeable enough tip in one of the jars, you can get anybody who's bartending, any of the celebrity bartenders, to do whatever monkey trick you know can
balance some.
Yeah,
there's
been their limits to their physical ability.
Right.
I'm sure Tommy has some medical or some legal aspects of
that. Are you saying people have asked you to do some pretty crazy things without
tip? And sometimes even without any money involved.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Actually, John usually is the spearhead of those kind of things when he does stuff. Yeah, we actually have several docs that do this. We have, as you said, local celebrities, TV personalities. Your partner, former partner, Carol?
Carol
or Carell or is it Jorel? She'll be there. She'll be there as well this time, and she has supported this very much over the years. She said she'll bring her flaming batons this year.
All right.
She gets enough tips. So
good news.
Sounds like fun. All right, so again, this is going on Monday, October the 23rd, State Street Grill Clark Summit. So it's 6 to 8 p.m. Pop in with a costume if you want. If not, don't. Just put some money in the tip jar. It all goes to the Cancer Society.
There you go. It's Halloween Gets Pinked fundraiser for breast cancer research. Dr. Steve Voice, Dr. Voice, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you guys for taking the time to talk to me today.
You bet.
No problem.